Parshas Ekev, the pasuk says, "V'haya Ekev tishmuun es hamishpatim ha'ele ushmartem vasisem osam v'shomar Hashem Elokecha l'cha es habris v'es hachesed asher nishba lavosecha." Rashi says, "V'haya Ekev tishmuun." Im amitzos hakalos shodim dosh be'akov of tishmun, that this is a reference ekev to those mitzvahs which a person steps on normally. He doesn't consider it significant. That's what the Torah says, that you should be careful, you should observe them, and Hashem in turn will fulfill the bris and the chesed asher nishpa lavusecha. Let's backtrack a little to the end of Parshas Veschanon, also in the same Perek Zion of Sefer Dvarim. V'shamarta samitzvah v'sachukim v'samishpotim asher anokhi mitzavcha hayom la'asosom. And there's a very famous statement of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in Masechet Erevin Chav Beis on Hayom La'asosom. And he says, Hayom La'asosom, today you fulfill the mitzvos, the chukim and the shpatim, l'machor l'kabel schorim. And tomorrow, meaning later in time, you will receive reward for those mitzvos. And this, of course, is a reflection of what the Gemara formulates in Kiddushin, Daf Lamites, the famous principle, Schar Mitzvah Bahai Almoleka. So today, it's Hayom La'asosom. And Lamachar, it's L'kabel Schar, means in the next world, in Olam Haba. And the question that all the Mefarshim are bothered by here in Parshas Ekev is, what compelled Rashi to interpret that this pasuk is referring to mitzvos kalos, shodim doshbe akovov, and the word ekev is an allusion to those mitzvos kalos. The word ekev means the heel, that you step on the heel. After all, the word ekev elsewhere in Chumash means because of, ba'avur. Take, for example, it says, Ekev asher shama Avram bekoli. Why have I chosen Avram and entered into a bris with Avram? Because Ekev, he upholds my word, he listens to my command, he fulfills my mitzvah. So we see that the word Ekev clearly means ba'avur. Why does Rashi go into what we would call a dochak, and he says, no, that im tishmeru ha-mitzvos ha-kalos asher dosh be'akovov, and then comes the mishpatim, and then comes the Shomer Hashem Elokech L'cha Es HaBris. Why not simply say Ba'avur? And one of the commentaries on Rashi, the Levush Ora, that's quoted here by Rabbi Gladstein, says Vani Omer, and I want to interpret Rashi against the generally accepted interpretation of Rashi. Rashi is of the opinion that if the word Ekev, we understand Ekev in the classical sense, that Ba'avur, then we have a stira, a contradiction, Lechora, between two psukim. Because in all the divine promises that we find throughout the parsha, the discussion, the subject is about Schar B'Olam Hazeh. Like, for example, the pasuk is going to say, V'ahavta Uberacha Verbecha, Hashem will increase your progeny, your children, because you have fulfilled his mitzvahs. and you have abided by his mishpatim, is God is promising schar in this world. And yet, given that that's what we see in Ekev over and over again, when we compare it to the last pasuk in Parshas Vaschanon, which says, v'shamata samitzvah, v'asachukim, and then it says, hayom lasosam, which according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi indicates, hayom lasosam v'lo l'kabel scharim, today you do them, but in this world there is no schar, but rather l'mochar in olam haba. That's when you'll receive your reward. So then we have psukim that are contradicting each other. Here, we're talking about schar in this world, and yet, the pasuk at the end of Aschan indicates there is no schar in this world. Schar mitzvah by al-Maleka. And then immediately it would say, ba'avur, because you fulfill the mitzvahs of Hashem, therefore Hashem will live up to his covenant commitment and his chesed. What is the chesed? And perhaps Rashi is coming to answer this question and reconcile this contradiction. On the one hand, Hashem is maftiach, he promises all kinds of schar in this world. On the other hand, schar mitzvah b'hayal melech, it's all hayom la'asosam. So Rashi says that, add in a sense the word im, right? That's the opening word of Rashi in our parsha, v'hoya ekev tishmun im. And what does this mean? He says, Pirush Rashi dechosu milas im, b'chisoron milas im, ein no foliachrov lefarish milas ekev bavur. He says it doesn't make sense to interpret it as bavur. V'hutzrach lefarish demilas ekev ratzlom mitzvos hakalos sha'odim dosh b'kov b'zemetur tzakusha. Rashi finds the reconciliation of this apparent contradiction by reinterpreting the word ekev shemash omer lamala. The original principle of schar mitzvah b'hayal meleka, then all the schar is left for olam haba. That's in the case of mitzvahs chamuros, mitzvahs gedolos, the most profound and dramatic mitzvahs. That's a tremendous schar, and there's nothing in this world that can even live up to shine a candle to the reward. And therefore it's all sosum, it's all tzofun l'tzadikim olam haba. Aye, what about all the promises, the divine promises for reward in this world that we find here in our parasha? The answer is, that's in mitzvahs kalos. With regard to mitzvahs kalos, there the schar that Hashem will bestow upon us is ba'olam hazeh, in this world. So what we want to do in this shiur today is to try to investigate this concept of schar mitzvah b'hayal malek, and yet there is schar mitzvah in this world, and see, we first have the approach of Rashi, if this is Rashi's intent, that there's a difference between a mitzvah kala and a mitzvah gedola. In the case of a mitzvah kala, enochinami, there is schar in this world. In the case of a mitzvah gedola, chamura, there the great schar has to be designated for the next world. Let's try to see if we can investigate that and come up with some deeper understanding of what that's all about. Let's begin by taking a look at a sefer on Parshas Ekev called the Rosh David. And there are a couple of paragraphs that we want to see. He says, Yesh Lakar, he wants to raise the following possibility. When it says, Hayom La Sosam, and Chazal Ed Lamacha Lakabel Scharim, that Schar Mitzvah Yal Maleka, and then the Torah immediately says, Vaya Ekev Tishmun Vishamarta, and so forth and so on, and Hashem says he will observe the bris, Ve'ahevcha, Ve'rachacha, Ve'reprivitnacha. It means that the exact opposite is true. There is Schar Mitzvah in this world. It seems like a tarti disaster, as we saw earlier in the Levush Ora. He says, Nicha. I have an answer to that. What is the reconciliation? He says, Deschar mitzvah atzma B'hai al-Malek. In other words, the Matan Scharon of Tzaddikim for the mitzvah itself, that's designated and left for the world to come. For the world that's Kulo Tov. However, there's another element here in the equation, not the Gufa Shal Mitzvah, but rather the Simcha Shal Mitzvah. HaSimcha SheYismach HaOdem B'Kiyum HaMitzvah. When a person dedicates himself to a mitzvah and with simcha, when a person dedicates himself to HaMelus to work hard b'Torah, and he does it b'Simcha, in that case, he will get rewarded in this world. Now, in order to understand how that fits into the Psukim, we'll quote the Breishis Rabbah. The Medrash says, in the name of Reb Shmuel, "Bechol makom shenemer vayehi mishamish tzara vahaya simcha." He gives us a linguistic insight into two words that are similar, but yet fundamentally, almost, I guess you'd say, antonyms. There's the word vayehi, and that always indicates tzara, something terrible is happening. And then there's the word vahaya. Vahaya, as opposed to vayehi, is a lashon simcha. And keep in mind, of course, that the first word in our parasha is vahaya, ekev tishbun. So there's a simcha element here. That simcha element is going to justify the schar that's being promised here in this world. So if you ask about the keren, the real principle of the mitzvah, the reward for that keren, that's designated left for olam haba. But simcha, that can be bestowed, that reward can be bestowed upon a person even in this world. And that's what the pasuk means when it says hayom la'asos l'macha l'kabel scharan, that in this world, b'olam hazeh, a person doesn't get rewarded for the mitzvah, that has to be designated for the next world, that's for the gufa shel mitzvah. But v'im tomru manochal, in other words, here we are on this earth, we need some help from Hashem, some sustenance, some reward. How can we guarantee through our actions that Hashem will provide for us? That's where the pasuk here says Vahaya Ekev Tishmud. Vahaya is a lashon simcha. And the Torah is telling you that if you will be besimcha with your Torah and your mitzvahs, then Hashem says you'll be satiated mituv aretz. You'll get your schar of olam hazeh in this world that you desperately need because of the simcha shel mitzvah that brings the vahavcha, Hashem's love, and the schar for simcha. As far as gufa Torah v'mitzvah is concerned, the essence of the mitzvah itself and the Torah you study, that's l'mocha l'kabel scharan. But as far as the simcha is concerned, that will generate schar in this world. So we now have two, shall we say, categories or descriptions of what might bring a reward in this world. Either it's the mitzvos, so-called mitzvos ktanos or kalos, and the simcha shel mitzvah. Now, if you think about it, Koheles describes the simcha, and he writes in Perek Chesve, Shibachti Anias HaSimcha Asher Ein Tov Liyodav Tachas Hashem Shkiyim Lecho V'Lishtos V'Lismach. Now it's very interesting, the phrase Ki Im Lecho V'Lishtos, which literally speaks about celebrating, you know, having a party, but Chazal always interpret in Koheles that Lecho V'Lishtos is a symbolic code word for doing mitzvos, and Shibachti Anias HaSimcha, says the Chacham Mikol Adam, what I love with regard to Lechel Velishtos, with regard to mitzvos, is the simcha element. And what it means is that when a person does a mitzvah, or he's ochel v'shose, and he does it b'simcha, because he is serving Hashem. He's excited about the possibility that Hashem gave him to fulfill God's mandate and to implement His will and fulfill a mitzvah. In such a case, then he is dedicated to all the work and all the amelus b'Torah out of a sense of simcha. And if he does so, then there's the ikar avoda, which is the gufa mitzvah, the kima mitzvah, and then there's the simcha shel mitzvah. And that's the avoda sheba lev. In other words, there's the avoda sheba guf, you know, the outside, we can see it externally, the way a person fulfills mitzvahs. But then there's some inner moment, which cannot be seen by the naked eye, and that's the simcha shel mitzvah. And if a person serves Hashem out of a sense of simcha, then, according to Koheles, and again to read the pasuk again, is Ein tov la'adam tachas Hashemesh ki im, but rather this simcha shel mitzvah. And it seems that tachas Hashemesh is a reference to Olam Hazeh. And here's where Hashem says, "I promise you reward in this world." And he quotes the Arizal that says that kol aniflos vanoros asher ro einov vehasagoso he nifles hoisa al yidei tokef asimcha shehoya samech b'toru mitzvahs. The Arizal apparently testified about himself that of all the great achievements that he was able to have in Torah mitzvahs, he believes that it came through the simcha. And what is he talking about? Niflos v'noros hasharo enof. He experienced the wonders and the splendor of events or of nature, and all this was given to him because of his simcha. And it means that when Shlomo Melch says in Koheles, "Ein tov li'odem ki im lecho v'lishtos v'lismach," what he's really saying is that we need the simcha of the achilut shasi, the Torah mitzvahs, and that's what's going to bring about this reward. It's all for the simcha, because we're talking about reward in this world, tachas Hashemesh. And then Shlomo Melch says, "V'hu yilavenu ba'molo yimei chayov," that the simcha becomes a malava. The simcha shel mitzvah escorts him all the days of his life, because the schar of the mitzvah is levias chen, and it means because of the simcha he will be sustained in this world. And then the Torah makes sense when it says v'hoya, v'hoya b'loshen simcha, ekev tishmun, and those mitzvos will engender schar. Now, there's a sefer called the Noam Elimelech, of course, Rabbi Elimelech Milozhinsk, and he writes that in the case of Yisachar, it says, why did she, Leah, give the name Yisachar to her son? This is back in Parshas Vayeshev. And she declares, ki Yisachar schartichah b'dudoy b'ni. Now, you might ask the following question. Sachar schartichah b'dudoy b'ni, we have a principle of schar mitzvah b'hai alma leka. She seems to be referring to the schar for a mitzvah. And the answer, he says, is ha'peros shel ha'mitzvah adam ochel ba'olam hazeh. That although the gufa mitzvah and the schar for the gufa mitzvah is designated for Olam Haba, but nevertheless the peros of the mitzvah a person could enjoy in this world. And he gives the example, peros shel mitzvah hu al yidei sha'odam oses ha-mitzvah b'simcha v'chedva. And this is the remez of Leah when she proclaims that bedudae b'ni, the dudayim is lashon chiba, and it means ava v'simcha. She's referring to the ava and the simcha of a mitzvah, and as a result, she's ruuya l'schar b'olam hazeh. Again, this idea, the Noam Elimelech says that there is schar in this world for the simcha shel mitzvah, for the chiba and the chedva, the ava shel mitzvah, and that's essentially the name of Yisachar. Bedudae Bini, and that's a reference to the schar for the love of the mitzvah, for the simcha shel mitzvah. Again, you know, you have the gufa mitzvah, you have something extraneous that surrounds the mitzvah. Perhaps we could talk about zekelivyan veu in a mitzvah, and we'll try to analyze that. There are two categories here. There are things that are necessary for the gufa shel mitzvah, and then there are other elements that surround the mitzvah. And like Saturn, you know, you have a belt around it, and that belt includes many different things. First and foremost, the simcha and the chevesh shel mitzvah, and for those you get rewarded in this world. And that's the parasha of Yisachar. It's very interesting that the Ma'ore Naim has a whole different approach here to explain how a person could get schar for a mitzvah in this world. And he bases it on the fact that there's a distinction between the Yochid and Klal Yisrael. As far as the Yochid is concerned, there won't be any schar in this world for his mitzvahs. But if the Yochid could integrate himself with the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, be Achdus, then together with all the tzaddikim and the entire entity, indivisible entity called Klal Yisrael, that are zochet to schar in this world, Hashem protects Klal Yisrael in this world, that's the nature of the bris, then he as an individual can link himself up with Klal Yisrael in an achdus experience. And that's what he says is before a person does a mitzvah, he writes, he pronounces, you know, L'shem Yichud Kudshe B'Yichud L'shchinte B'shem Kol Yisrael. He wants to integrate himself with Kol Yisrael. That's the nature of his tefillah before he engages in a mitzvah. And then he can be zochet together with all of Klal Yisrael for the divine promises to protect Klal Yisrael. And that doesn't do any injustice to the principle of schar mitzvah ayalma leka, meaning as an individual, enochinami, your schar mitzvah is totally, completely designated for the world to come. But insofar as through the mitzvah you integrate together with Klal Yisrael, you'd be zochet at least that element of schar and protection from the Shechina as part of Klal Yisrael. But what I really wanted to learn with you today is the Vilna Gaon. Until now we've been focusing a little bit more on Hasidish sources, but let's look on the other end of the spectrum in terms of Lithuanian approach, and let's take a look in order to appreciate the Gaon, the words of the Medrash in Breishis Rabbah on the Pasuk Vayom HaShlishi, referring to the Akedah, Vayisa Avram Es Enov. And the Medrash connects that pasuk of Bayom HaShlishi Vayisa Avram Es Enov with the pasuk in Hoshea Hanavi in Perek Vav. The pasuk says Yichayenu miyomayim Bayom HaShlishi Yikaymenu v'nichya lefanov. So what's going on? So the connection between those two psukim, says the Vilna Gaon, is based on the Chazal of Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Alma Lekah. And the Gaon says, what does it mean, Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Alma Lekah? The mitzvah itself is ruchni, is purely spiritual. And if you took the entire world and everything that it contains, all in this physical material world, it cannot size up to one single mitzvah, which is ruchni, as the Chazal say in Avos, Kol Shah Yofesh Ha'achas Shal Koros Ruach B'Olam Hazeh Mikol Chai Olam Abba. And Im Kein Heich Anu Nizonim B'Zchus HaMitzvah She'asu Avol Seinu. How is it that we'll be zoche to some sort of a nizonim of a sustenance from Hashem B'Zchus the mitzvah when we say that the mitzvah is ruchni, and it's left for the schar of Olam Haba, because nothing in this world can size up to the schar of even one single mitzvah. And the Gaon says that you're right. The mitzvah atzma is ein lo tashlumin b'olam hazeh. There's no schar. There's no compensation, so to speak, for the mitzvah in this world. That's as far as the mitzvah atzma is concerned. But listen carefully to the Gaon's words. Aval hazrizus vahidur. When a person, he expresses his love for the mitzvah through hidur mitzvah, or the alacrity of, I'm anxious, I'm running quickly, urgently to do the mitzvah. Kol kayotze b'zeh b'mitzvos avoseinu. Now, I'm not sure exactly why he says b'mitzvos avoseinu here. I guess he's referring to Avraham Avinu's rizus when he goes out to the Akedah. He says, that's chus anu ochli, we can enjoy it in this world. And that's what the Torah wants to tell us, that mikol ha'chonos vazrizus, sha'os Avraham Avinu l'vsham l'kayim mitzvahs ha'akedah, hishkim boker, chavash bi'atzmos ha'eschamoro, bikesh atzei ola. All of this is lo'dia ki mikol zos anachnu ochlim bi'olam hazeh. From all these rizus and all these preparations and achanos, the anxiety and the efforts that a person puts in order to prepare so that when the time comes he can fulfill the mitzvah, all that comes under that category of, yeah, there is schar bo'olam hazeh, and we will be ochlim bo'olam hazeh as a result of all this achana and this zrizus and zahirus and the hidur mitzvah, all that we put into the mitzvah. Ikar mitzvah is, you know what? That's left for Olam Abba. That's by Yom HaShlishi. That's already the day of the mitzvah itself. And that's designated for Olam Abba. But the schar of the first 2 days, meaning the schar of the hachanos and the sweating and the preparation and getting there and doing it and everything else, that is already not limited, not restricted. It's limitless. And this is what Chazal mean when they said in the Medrash, Yechayenu miyomav. And then Gaon interprets this pasuk in Hosea. The Novi is telling us that we can live, meaning in this world, based on the schus that we have from Avraham Avinu of 2 days, Yechayenu miyomayim, those 2 days before he got to the Akedah, in preparation for the Akedah, those 2 first days are days of Zrizus, days of Hidur. But then he says, Aval Bayom HaShlishi, that's the next part of the Pasuk, is then it's Yikaimenu V'Nichye Lefanav. That's already designated for the Schar Li'olam Haba, on the Iker Mitzvah Akedah, and that's what we all hope and pray that we'll live to, that Yom HaShlishi in our lives, meaning the bestowing of reward on us, bi olam haba. So again, now we have Simcha Shel Mitzvah, which could generate Schar Bolam Hazeh. We have Hidur Mitzvah, we have Zrizus, we have Hachonos. All this is, as I said, in that circle around the Gufa Shel Mitzvah. And that is almost physical in comparison to the mitzvah itself, which is spiritual. The mitzvah which requires endless and infinite schar, that's left for Olam Haba. That's the gufo shel mitzvah, which is ruchni. But then there are physical, the physical input of energy in order to get to the moment of the mitzvah itself. Until I get the sukkah up and running and I eat in the sukkah, there's a lot of preparation that goes in there. That preparation is already called yomayim, and that's yechayenu. That's what's keeping us alive. We're being sustained here in this world by that effort and the sweat and toil of preparing for the mitzvah during the first 2 days. And this yisod, that you can get schar in this world for achana shel mitzvah, is also elaborated on in a sefer called Divrei Yoel of Rav Yoel Teitelbaum of Satmar. And he quotes a Mishnah in Bechoros that says, Hanotel schar ladun dinav b'telem, the judge is employed and he gets a salary for his judgment. That's not called judgment. or in a case of a witness, if he's paid by the court to testify, then his edus is batel, it's not valid. In the case of lahazos ulekadesh, meimav is mei ma'oda v'ofro ofar makle. In other words, it's like other waters offer bi'alma. So the Gemara asks for a minimum, a kadesh b'mei chatos b'efer chatos arezu mekudeshes. And we're not talking about a kohen. Omer Abai lokasha kan b'schar hava umilui kan b'schar hazov v'kiddush. Rashi explains that the schar of havos ha'efer, which required that he go very, very far away from Yerushalayim, Lohavi Efer, and the Schar of Mili Mayim is Motzi LeMishkal. That Schar he's allowed to take. And that's why Harezu Mekudeshes. All of this is the Schar, not for the Gufa Mitzvah, that he's not allowed to take, but for the Achana de Mitzvah, that he's allowed to take. And even though he takes and he receives this schar in this world, but the keren is still kayem eslolei olam haba, even as far as the hechsher mitzvah is concerned. So once again, we spoke about hachana mitzvah. Now we can talk about hechsher mitzvah. Again, you're talking about building a sukkah. It's a tremendous amount of effort, and you're talking about getting into the sukkah. That also requires a certain element of effort, and for that, he can get schar even in this world. But the gufa shel mitzvah, that's left for Olam Abba. The Daskenu Mibalei HaTosfos speak about the mitzvah of tzitzis. A person, if he's not careful, when he walks with his talis, the tzitzios or negroros on the karka. And he says that there's going to be a certain punishment for that. We have to be careful about our tzitzis and respect them. And perhaps we could focus for a moment on the mitzvah of tzitzis. Why do we want to single out the mitzvah of tzitzis? Keep in mind that there's no chiv, there's no mitzvah, there's no obligation to wear a beged of dalet kanfes. And therefore there's an element here of volunteering for a mitzvah, specifically in the case of tzitzis. That might also kick into this whole idea about getting paid and schar in this world. For example, if you take a look on the left column here, you'll see that he writes again in the name of the Yitav Lev and the Divrei Yoel from Satmar that mitzvah tzitzis is mekabel schar b'yolam hazeh. Why do you get schar for the mitzvah tzitzis? We have a principle of schar mitzvah imal maleka, and the answer is because if you take a look at the Gemara in Shabbos Chav Gimel, hazoyer, b'tzitzis zoche letalis na. And the Ramban asks the question, you don't get schar in a mitzvah in this world, so what does it mean that because he was Zohar and Tzitzis, he'll be rewarded with a talis noah? And the answer might be because of the nature of the mitzvah of Tzitzis, that Azor B'Tzitzis is in a very special category because he's accepting upon himself a chiyu which goes beyond the technical obligation. So if you look in the Yismach Moshe, he points out that although schar mitzvah b'hai al malecha kosovah mefarshim hainu dafka mashim mechuyav avalo mashu osei yoser min achiyuv, if he goes beyond the chiyuv, then he gets schar mitzvah in this world. And again, we mentioned tzitzis before, but we could also talk about hider mitzvah in this light, because hider mitzvah, to beautify the mitzvah, that's also voluntary, that's not obligatory. The Gemara says in Bava Kama, how much should you be spending on hider mitzvah? And the Gemara says, ad shlish mishalo, mikan v'elch mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you take a look in Rashi, over there in Bava Kama, It means that from the days of the Avos, Adayin lo kiblu haTorah, even though the Avos did not receive the Torah, they fulfilled the mitzvah haTorah, and that's b'Torahs eino mitzuva v'yosa. There was no chiyuv; they did it voluntarily. And if you take a look at the Maral Prague in Tiferes Yisrael, he says that Avram havi kibitzuva v'yosa, that Avram should have been considered or defined as a mitzuva v'yosa. Why? Mishum the Torah's chesed nikreis, because the Torah that Avram teaches is called Torah's chesed. Chesed meaning it's all voluntary. Mipneisa Avram shemidoso chesed, and that reflects the essence of Avram representing paradigmically chesed, is roi mitzad atzma la Torah. This is something that is inherent in the Torah, and if Avram is going to be mekayim kol haTorah kula, even kodem shenitna, that's his essential midah, then lakach, therefore Avram shehaya muchan legamri la Torah ki ilu haya mitzuva. Avram Avinu was ready to fulfill the Torah as if he was obligated, because that's the nature of a Baal Chesed, and that's the essence of the attribute of Avram Avinu. He's Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula because he's Muchan Legamri Al HaTorah. And therefore it says, Ekev Asher Shama Avram Bekoli V'Yishmar Mishmarti Mitzvosei Chukosei V'Torosei. And he quotes here the Marsha in Masech Besota, and the Marsha says on the Agadic statement regarding Moshe Rabbeinu Kluma Tom Avakish Likonis Loretz El Kedei Lekayim Mitzvos HaTliyus Baretz Ma'ala Ni Alecha Ki Ilu Ki Amtim. Now, what's going on over here? The accusation is being made against Moshe Rabbeinu that he wants to go into Eretz Yisrael to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs, as if to say, to get the schar. What is he, an Eved who's Al Menas LeKabel Pros, that he wants to get the reward, he's motivated by the reward. And what's his response of Ma'ala Ni Alecha? Says the Marsha, Masha Rotsa Lahavius Atzli Dechim Vashoy Las Al Menas LeKabel Pras. A whole new category here, that if a person is not obligated in a mitzvah, he wants to take upon himself an obligation voluntarily, Moshe Rabbeinu wants to enter into Yisrael for the mitzvah, Tzlius Baretz, he's not even obligated, is then he's allowed to anticipate his schar, that he'll be paid up for that. And once again, we have a new category of schar mitzvah b'hayim alma isa. Not only hachonos and hidurim, not only the simcha shel mitzvah, but also any mitzvah that a person does voluntarily. He's technically not obligated. And he gets that extra schar ba'olam hazeh in this world because he fulfilled a mitzvah that he's not obligated in. And that would explain the emphasis here on tzitzis. Well, the emphasis in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu on going into Eretz Yisrael to become obligated in the, when he enters into the land in the mitzvah Tzlius Baretz, all this is in a different category, and he can anticipate schar, and he could be motivated by the schar, and maybe why is it that in the case of tzitzis, We say it's such a great mitzvah that we have to be so careful about it. And if you hold that tzitzis might be a chovas gavra, might be a chovas talis, what we call a chovas mona, but let's say together, if we integrate both, he's got a chovas gavra and a chovas mona. He wears a beged of dalet kanfis, is v'amai, the next word is a little bit erased here, Ratza Hashem Yisrael sheyelchu Yisrael bebegin shel dalet kanfis im tzitzis. Why is it that Hashem wants a Jew to wear a beged that's four-cornered and wear it with tzitzis? And then he writes, v'ha deha isa Rischa ma'anishim alei. Can't drive in his, doesn't wear the tzitzis, then be'idon rischa, if there's a midas adin, then he'll be punished even for not wearing tzitzis. And that's a Gemara of Rav Ketina in Masechta Menachos. I think it's on Daf Mem Aleph. So why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu command us, you know, in the mitzvah of tzitzis? It's such a great mitzvah. It reflects really and represents all Tariq mitzvahs. But the answer is that Mishum Shehi mitzvah Gedola Rotz Hashem Yisbarach Sheyil Yisro B'men Eskar Gam B'Olam Hazeh. This is paradoxical, but Hashem wants for such a mitzvah that we should be rewarded and protected in this world, and therefore He gives tzitzis as a voluntary mitzvah, as an optional mitzvah. You decide whether you want to wear a beged at Dalet Kanfes. And if you do, then it doesn't come under the halacha of schar mitzvah by al malecha. And let's go back to the Gemara in Bava Kama about hider mitzvah. Rav Zera says hider mitzvah at shlish. Boy, Rav Ashi, shlish mi lego, shlish mi lebar, teku. V'marov ha'amri mishmei de Rav Zera ad shlish mi shalom, mikan v'yelech, mishel ha'kodesh baruch. So the requirement in basic terms of hider mitzvah is ad shlish. And Rashi says, mishalo, dahayu oso shlish, she Yosef be hider mitzvah mishalo from his own pocket, hu sheinu nifralo b'chayev. And then he will not be rewarded during his lifetime. What does that mean? Sheinu nifralo b'chayev, hayom la'sosu v'lo, Hayom li tol scharam, but mikan v'yelech, mashi Yosef behidu Yoser al shlish, yiparalo HaKadosh Baruch v'chayim. So according to Rashi's interpretation, the shlish is in a sense built into the mitzvah itself, and therefore the principle of Baha'i al-Molech applies. But if he goes beyond the shlish, then mikan v'yelech mishal HaKadosh Baruch, now he can come to HaKadosh Baruch and demand an extra schar and an extra protection in this world, because the schar is coming to him as a result of the fact that he went beyond the shlish. And that's the beautiful language of Rashi, Mashi Yosef behidur Yoser al shlish yifalo HaKadosh Baruch b'chayav. God will pay up in this world. And so we see that in a case of something that's voluntary, that again, that's in that circle that we described, outside the gufa shel mitzvah, he's volunteering, and he will get rewarded in this world. And where's the voluntary element? Well, in the case of tzitzis, when he accepts upon himself, even in this world, to wear tzitzis, and he's not obligated to do so. Or in the case of Yoser Mishlish, where he, again, mitzvah tzitzis, as we said, is voluntary, and also in the case of hider mitzvah going beyond the shlish, all that is begeder eino mitzuva v'yoseh. He's not obligated, he takes it upon himself. We could add here what we discussed earlier with a sense of love and motivation and loyalty and dedication. All that he'll get schar for in this world. And that's called Mikan V'Yelch Mishel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's where the payment is going to come. And in this light, perhaps we could shed a whole new explanation for the Pasuk in Rus, where Boaz blesses Rus and he says, Yishalem Hashem Pe'olech v'tiyah maskurtech shlema asher bos laksos tachas knofav. If you take a look in the Targum, he adds two important words here. He says, Yishalim gmul Hashem lech gmul tov bi'alma haden, that God will bestow upon you rewards, great rewards in this world. And of course, the question is obvious. How could the Targum say such a thing? We have a rule of schar mitzvah b'hayal malekah. So it's great that Rus was motivated to join the Jewish nation, and she certainly deserves great reward for that, but that's spiritual, that should be designated for the next world. But the answer perhaps is that we don't understand what it means, Yishalem Hashem Po'alech V'tiya Maskurtech Shlema. What does that mean, Maskurtech Shlema? Meaning, God will pay you a complete, perfect reward. What is that all about? So the Medrash says, Amar Rav Chassa, Asher Basa Lachsoch tachas hashchino. Why is Boaz promising Ruth maskutek shlema, a perfect, complete reward for her actions? What is this all about? And the answer is asher bos lachsos tachas hashchina, as the Targum says, gmul tov bi'alma adein. God is saying, I'm going to pay you up in this world. That's what Boaz is bringing her. Why? Because we don't have to worry, we don't have to wait and assume that the Schar Mitzvah is going to be delayed and postponed, because Schar Mitzvah b'ayalma leka lasosam hayom lasosam v'lo lekabel scharam. And why is that so? Because Boaz lachsos tachas kanfei hashchina, the greatest voluntary act that a human being could do, if he's not Jewish by birth, is to accept upon himself to be misgayer. Gera bol is gayer, maybe atzvul dechiyuv mitzvah, not just one mitzvah, but tarik mitzvah, shalon etztava alea, shalon etztava alean. And the answer is that we saw already in the Marsha and Sota that even though a person should not be motivated to be mekabel schar, that's not why he was motivated to do a mitzvah. That's only if there's a chiyuv. But if he brings the mitzvah upon himself, then mutal lasos al menas lekabel schar. And here also we could say that schar mitzvah b'hai al meleka, that's as far as an obligatory mitzvah. You cannot reward a person in this world for schar mitzvah of a mitzvah, meaning an obligation. That's left for olam haba. But that's already because he has a chova, he has an obligation. But if a person's mekabel on himself new mitzvahs, and they're voluntary, it's not part of a guf chiyuv mitzvah, then it becomes schar mitzvah b'hai al ma'ika. And that's the greatest, most profound example of that is Gerus, Asher Bos, Lachsos, Tachas, Kanfi, Ashkina. So once again, we see this Yisod over and over again in so many different forms, that if it's Ekev, it's a mitzvah Sharabim Doshubo, or if it's the Schar mitzvah, Vahoya at the beginning of our parasha is Schar, if it's the Hidur and the Hachana, the preparation, the Hekshe mitzvah that we saw by Avram Avinu for the first 2 days. And if it's the voluntary mitzvah, like tzedakah, that seems to be protective of a person in this world, and the reason for that is because it's a voluntary mitzvah. What could be a greater voluntary mitzvah than Rus accepting all the mitzvahs upon ourselves? These are all elements that aren't in the gufa mitzvah there. They're physical elements, they're self-motivated, voluntary. This is not in the gufa mitzvah, the gufa chova. The gufa chova, that's schar is designated for the next world. But as far as other things and so many different dimensions and elements of the mitzvah that are in that circle around the mitzvah, they're not the gufa shel mitzvah, there's no obligation, that schar is promised and guaranteed even in this world. If you take a look in the Chakal Yitzchak, he says, "Ru'u ki Hashem nosan lachem haShabbos," and it's very interesting that Hashem says, "Ru'u, take a look at the Shabbos. What is it? What is it about Shabbos here that plays such a role?" And it's very interesting that the Arizal comes up with a very interesting remez here. It says in the pasuk, "Biyomo titein scharo." If you take the beis, the tuf, and the shin, which are the first letters of each of these three words, they form Shabbos. So, "Biyomo titein scharo" is Rashi Tevis Shabbos. If a person does a mitzvah during the week, that's called an odemos a mitzvah b'emtza shavua, or if he learns Torah in the emtza shavua, is Yeshlo afilu bechol tosefes neshama kedusha. He has like a neshama yaseri during the week when he takes it upon himself to do a mitzvah or to learn Torah during the week. And an Ama Oretz can achieve on Shabbos through the neshama yaseri what the Talmud Chacham could achieve during the week. In other words, the Talmud Chacham who's dedicated to Torah study, he gets almost a nefesh yaseri during the week, and he's able to achieve what an Am Haaretz would achieve on Shabbos with his Neshav Yisrael. So when it says B'yovo titein tzcharo, and it's referring to even Chol, it means that during the Chol he gets the Tosefes Kedusha of Shabbos, even though it's during the week, because he's dedicating to, and that's why B'yovo titein tzcharo, as a reference to the schar that a person gets during the week, is like Shabbos, because again, the Rashi Tevis of B'yovo titein tzcharo is Shabbos, because for him during the week, he has like that extra neshama that motivates him to do the mitzvahs during the week, and he'll get schar for that. And that's the Rashi Tevis of the Arizal of Shabbos. And if that be the case, when the Pasuk says, Mish'alos libo, correct, and now with regard to Shabbos, it says Mishalos Libo, Nosim Lo Mishalos Libo Bo Bayom, and it means Eino Yochlu Lishol Chafatzu B'Dibrael Behira Lev Kid Omer Dabu Dovar Vios Dibru Asu Behira Is Muta. No, it's on Shabbos. He's not allowed to ask for Mishalos Libo, but that's only verbally. But he's allowed to do it B'Machshava. The afki eno roe masha shoel belibo bioso mikoma kon kvarish piu osol milamala bimokum shena chozilachor biomahu. And Rashi says on the pasuk of Reuki Hashem nosan lechos Hashabbos, Rashi says, Reu beinechem ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechvodo mazir eschem al Hashabbos. Now, what's the significance of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mazir eschem bechvodo? Well, what's that all about? And perhaps the answer is based on the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin that Ashirim Shebebovel B'mayhem Zochin B'shvil Shemechavdin Es HaShabbos. And L'chor, we don't understand why Shabbos is different from any other mitzvah. It says Hayom La'asos Amachal Akabal Scharam Schar Mitzvah Hayama Leka. And yet you're telling me now that Ashirim Shebebovel B'mayhem Zochin, how did they get their Ashirus in this world? They get paid up and rewarded because of the covet that they give to Shabbos. How can you assume that for Shabbos observance you get paid, you get rewarded in this world with Ashirus when we have a principle of Hayom La'asosam? But the answer is that we paskin rak ala Torah sheshamu mipi Moshe Rabbeinu Levashalom ein schar b'hai alma. Here's a new chap, that when we say schar mitzvah b'hai alma leka, that's only on a mitzvah that they received through the intermediary, through Moshe Rabbeinu. Because if it's al yidei shliach, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a right to say, I'm going to postpone the payment and the reward until Olam Haba. And the reason for that is because in the case of Baltolin, which is the Iser of that enjoins an employer from postponing payment to his employee, it says that if he employs this person al yidei shliach, then there's no lav of Baltolin. So, for example, the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha lo yeh, that they heard these two mitzvahs mipi agvura directly from Hashem, is then there's an iser of Baltolin. Hashem gave them the mitzvah, he hired them, so to speak, to do the mitzvah, and therefore he has to pay them up. He has to pay them up immediately. And what we're saying now about Shabbos is that Rashi tells us that Reu ki Hashem nosan lechem es haShabbos bichvodo mazir eschem al haShabbos. So now we have a mitzvah of Shabbos that comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth, like we saw in the cases of Anochi and Lo Yeh. And if that be the case, then we have an Iser of Baltolin. You know, the rest of the mitzvahs were given through Moshe Rabbeinu, through a shliach. That's okay. There's no Baltolin in the case of a shliach. But you cannot delay paying up your employees. If you personally, the employer, hired them, you got to pay them up immediately. And therefore, since the mitzvah of Shabbos was given as a tzivui from Hashem, then schar mitzvah hayal ma'ika. Why? Because then we have to impose kaviyochel upon Hashem the iser baltolin scharo, and the ashirim was zocher for ashirus b'olam hazeh. Why? Why were they paid up immediately? Because they were mechavi the Shabbos. You'll tell me, hi, you know, by Amaleka. The answer is no, because since Shabbos came directly from Hashem, ruein echem ki Hashem bichvodo mazir eschem al Shabbos. Therefore, they'll get the schar b'olam hazeh, the iser b'al tolin kicks in, and there's no legitimacy to delay the payment of a schar until olam haba. And again, if we're mentioning the Yismach Moshe, if we look in Parshas Matos, he says that kol anavim nisnabu b'ko, but most of all in Moshe she hisnabi b'ko ubezeh hadavar. So the classical nevuah is b'losh and ko, but in the case of Moshe it's zeh hadavar. And what is the difference between ko and zeh? He says that ko is typical or expressive of a dibra al yedei shliach, but when it's zeh, that's already shechina midabers mitoch grono. So when Hashem speaks to Moshe, and Moshe speaks to the people of Israel, that nevuah that's transferred from Hashem to Moshe, that's ko, and that's one level. But then there's something called shechina midabers mitoch grono. That's zeh. That's al yedei atzmo. Hashem is giving the mitzvah directly, and we have a principle, as we saw earlier, that a Baal Bayis doesn't violate Baal Tolin. This principle we didn't mention, that the contingency of the violation of Baal Tolin is only im tovo. That means if the employee demands payment. If the employee doesn't knock on the doors of his employer, then there's no Iser Baal Tolin. So therefore, Zenir de l'bnei aliyah, Omar Moshe b'p'china zeh adover. For the higher echelons of those who are tzaddikim, loyal and dedicated to Hashem, Moshe speaks to them in zeh adover. Right? And what is zeh adover? As we said before, it's shechina midaberes mitoch grono. Ve'ida haval yedei atzmo v'tzorch litein lehem schar miyad. And in such a case, there is a... And al yedei atzmo, it's a shechina medaberes mitoch grono, then we have a problem, because then Hashem is going to have to demand payment. I mean, there's going to be a demand, a claim against Hashem, against the employer, to pay up immediately. And then there's nothing left for the tzaddikim and olam haba. They're going to get paid up for all their mitzvahs and zchuyos here in this world. But the answer is Eino Elam Kein Tova. We have another condition. Not only is it employer-employer relationship, but there's also got to be a tefiah. And the Bnei Aliyah, they understand, they appreciate what it means to get rewarded in Olam Haba. They realize there's nothing here in this world, in Olam Hazeh, that could even shine a candle to Olam Haba. They don't want to give up the Noam, the infinite beauty and reward of Olam Haba for the sake of getting paid in this world. Therefore, lo yitbu'u chelka b'olam hazeh. They're not going to come and demand from Hashem, you have to pay me up, because Moshe Rabbeinu said zeh adover, and you were boshkina medaberes, you were talking to us directly. There won't be any Baal Tolin now, because the tzaddikim are not going to demand payment. Aval hamon am. They don't appreciate necessarily the great reward, the infinite reward of Olam Haba. Yesh lachush, we have to worry. Pen yitvu chelkom befiem lasei schar miad b'olam hazeh v'tzarku litelem. And then, if Hashem has to give them schar in this world, then they're left arum li Olam Haba. They're left with nothing in Olam Haba, and that's because they're demanding payment in Olam Hazeh. That activates the principle of Baal Tolin. They have to be paid immediately without delay. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a chavetz chesed. He wants to give them a chelik in Olam Haba. Is lezos v'chayisach achmaso lo'odia drachav l'moshe lomo lehem b'b'chinas ko b'dibur shel atzmo. So Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, speak to the people as any Novi, with regard to Rabbonan, as any Novi would b'losh and ko, and therefore it comes as a tzivui through a shliach. And what we said before is that when the tzivu comes to a shliach, because Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking as an original speaker, describing and conveying his nevuah, then it's schar al yedei shliach leka baal tolin. Even if the employer would demand his payment, he doesn't have rights to do so and to activate the law of baal tolin, because it was given through a shliach. That's ko. But when it comes to the bnei aliyah on the highest level, then it's going to be zeh adavar. And that's what Hashem says to Moshe, Ko Amar LeBeis Yaakov. When it says Ko Amar LeBeis Yaakov, it's referring to addressing the lower echelon of society. But when it says Ela Dvar Mashadibar El Bnei Yisrael, that's to the Bnei Aliyah. Then it says Asher Tidaber, and that's the language of Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Rono. Going over that pasuk, it says Kotomar LeBeis Yaakov, which is a reference to the lower echelon. That's Omer Tomar, and then a Tidaber Bnei Yisrael, addressing to the Bnei Aliyah. Tomar is Bebchinas Eilid Vorim Dahavi Kamo Zehadovar Devada Yosir Odif Shahashomea Bebchinas Zehadov Dahavi Bipi Ashchino Meashomea Bebchinas Ko Dahavi Dibur Shal Atzmo. So if I understand this correctly, he's saying that Tomar parallels Eile HaDvorim like Zeh HaDovar, because the best idea would be that it comes straight from Hashem. Yeah, but the only problem is if it comes straight from Hashem and they're Tovei the Schar, then they'll be paid up in this world. So for that we need a special Midah of Chesed in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu designates the Schar for Olam Haba. Now, if you take a look back in Parshas Bo, we have the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, Voyelachem l'mishmeres, and Rashi identifies this as mishmeres as bikur. In other words, they would have to take the animal, let's call it the tle, and 4 days before shechita, they need to take that tle, and they need to be mevakir, meaning to check out and investigate, to make absolutely sure that there's no mum, and so forth and so on. And then we have the drush of Rav Masya ben Cheresh, who said, Harei ze omer, va'ever alech alayich va'erech v'inei itech eiz dodim. And this is the shvur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avram, that he would redeem Avram's descendants. And Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at the people of Israel, v'ein biyodam mitzvos l'sasik b'hem k'dei sheyigalenu v'yomar at erom ve'evya. So therefore Hashem gave them two mitzvahs, dam Pesach and dam Milah. And that's called misposeses b'domayich, shnei domim b'domayich chayi, that's bris Milah and Korban Pesach. And the Lev Aryeh in Masechta Chulin wants to understand why these two were designated for Geula. And he suggests that when it comes to a person who has an Isur, he has a Losase, and he's Poresh Atzmo, and he prevents himself, holds himself back from filing an Isur, then Nosnim Lo Schar Bolam Hazeh, that the whole issue of Schar b'hayal malek only applies to Schar mitzvah, but not to Schar losaseh. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to give them two mitzvahs losaseh. What's unique about Pesach and Milah is that Yechayv Koreis Chas v'Shalom, if you do not fulfill Milah, you do not fulfill Korban Pesach. In that sense, they are considered or can be classified as Isurim. And in avoiding a violation of an Isur, of being shomer, of being careful about not violating an Isur, they achieve schar in Olam Hazeh. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to justify giving them Yetzias Mitzrayim as schar in Olam Hazeh, Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakus Yisrael B'Esahi She'iruyim Al Pidin L'Higoel, and therefore he gave them Pesach HaMitzvahs, Pesach and Milah She'esh Be'em Mitzvah, She'esh Be'em Koreis. And since it's Kareis and Olam Hazeh, if they would be Mavato those mitzvahs, therefore in Kiyum of those mitzvahs, they would get the Schar of Olam Hazeh, just like the violation or the non-fulfillment would engender a punishment in Olam Hazeh, so the fulfillment would generate Schar in Olam Hazeh. It would be like a fulfillment of a Los Hazeh. V'yadeizeh magilim Schar b'Olam Hazeh, shiyu kedayim li goyel. And then they'd be worthy of of Geula. So that's a beautiful, again, pshat in, and adds again or expands our knowledge of when there is schar in this world, and that would be for himanut, we mean to avoid or hold oneself back from violating a losasev, because the violation of the losasev incurs a punishment in this world, and so too the schar for avoidance of a losasev would also be paid up in this world. So when we say that schar mitzvah b'hai al-maleka, that's only in the case of positive commands, but in case of shmira milosasev, since the violation would incur a chiv malchus or a chiv onish in this world, so therefore the avoidance, the shmira, would generate a schar mitzvah in this world. And that's why Hashem gave them these two mitzvahs of Mila and Korban Pesach, but the Ma'ariv Chayiv, they would be Re'uyim Ligoyel, a schar in Olam Hazeh. So we began the shir, and I want to swing back to the beginning as we end, with the L'chora Stira between the end of Eschanon and the beginning of Ekev. The end of Eschanon, V'shamartus HaMitzvah, it says Hayom La'Sosom, which means L'mocher Yikabel Scharim, whereas here at the beginning of Ekev, Oye Ekev Tishmanus HaMishpatim Eile, U'shmartim V'asisim Osom, and now all the brachos, all the promises here in Olam Hazeh will be paid up. There's no din of L'mocher Yikabel Scharim. There's no halach of schar mitzvah b'hai al maleka. And we want to end in a new possibility of reconciling that l'chora contradiction with the Chakal Yitzchak on Ekev. And he begins with the pasuk in Yeshaya, Shimru Mishpat Vasut Tzaka. And in that pasuk, which ends with the words, Ki krovi yishwasi lovavitz itkasi li golos, notice the difference between Mishpat and Tzaka in this pasuk. There's Shmira on Mishpat and there's Asiya on Tzaka. The Asiya of Tzaka is a reference to Ramach Mitzvahs Aseh, and the Shmira of Mishpat is a reference to the Shasa Mitzvahs Los Aseh. And the Navi is telling the people to be careful both about Tzaka and Mishpat, Asiyas Tzaka and Shmiras Mishpat. With regard to Losaseh, to avoid a violation of a Losa, we need Shmira. Asiya is appropriate for Tzaka B'kum V'aseh, for any mitzvahs Aseh. And now perhaps we can begin to shed a light on the Schar, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises for Shimru Mishpat Vasut Tzaka. And that is a chesed and a rachamim. Let's understand chesed and rachamim. In the case of mitzvahs aseh, the principle applies schar mitzvah hayalma leka. Any schar that we get for a kiyum aseh is pure chesed. It doesn't work within the normal rules and regulations that govern reward and punishment. But in the case of shmiras losaseh, since again, let's go over the logic, if you were to violate the losaseh, you would get malchus. Then we have a principle that says that mida tova meruba al midas peronios, the mida of goodness is so much greater than the mida of meeting out punishment. Then how much more so in the case of a person who avoids a lotaseh, his schar will be that much greater in Olam Hazeh, because again, the violation incurs a punishment here in Olam Hazeh, then the avoidance incurs schar in Olam Hazeh, and therefore, we're talking about not a mid of chesed, but rather what this machaber calls a combination of chesed and din, which is otherwise called rachamim. Now, what does this mean, rachamim? Now, the very fact that Hashem rewards us, he proves through a complicated proof, is itself chesed. Any reward is chesed. But in the case of shmira of a losaseh, there it's the combination of chesed and din, which is called rachamim. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants reward and bestows goodness on the people of Israel as a schar for kiyum eseh in this world, that's purely chesed. That has no element of din whatsoever. But in the case of shmiras losaseh, of Shimru Mishpat, that's going to be, on the one hand, chesed, because any reward is chesed, but it's going to be a combination of din and chesed. That partnership of din and chesed is called rachamim. And therefore, as far as Midas HaDin is concerned, Hashem doesn't have to pay us up. But when din links up and integrates with chesed, then we get rewarded in this world through rachamim. Therefore, when Yisrael are osim tztaka mishpat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants them both chesed for the tztaka, because again, tztaka is mitzvah seh and schar mitzvah hayal malekah. There's no element of dinia that would generate schar. It's pure chesed, but rachamim in the case of shmiras hamishpat. And now we can begin to understand the connection between the end of Parshas Veschanon and the beginning of Parshas Ekev. It really flows one into the other without any contradiction whatsoever. Because when it comes to Veschanon, when it says La Sosam, and Rashi says La Sosam, but the Schar is Liolam Haba, that's because Hayom La Sosam is a reference to Kiyum Mitzvah's essay. That's called Asiyah, as we said before. And in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, V'yasut Staka. And therefore, in Parshas Veschanon, according to the strict law, the Bidas HaDin, there is no schar in this world, that would only be chesed. But then we get to our Parsha, of Ekev Tishma'un Es HaMishpatim. When we're talking about Vahoya Ekev Tishma'un Es HaMishpatim, then we go back to the word Mishpat in Yeshaya Novi that says Shimru Mishpat. There's no mention here of chukim, there's no mention of mitzvos, it's all mishpat. And mishpat, when it's isolated on its own, is a reference to shmiras mishpat, which means avoidance of any violation of a losaseh. Well, with regard to shmir from a losaseh, there, as we said, midas hadin generates a reward. And therefore, Hashem says, if you'll be shomer the mishpat, and you'll avoid violation of the lotaseh, then v'shomar Hashem Elokecha lecha es habris ves hachesed, etc. And then, even in this world, we'll be zoche to the rewards of v'ahevcha uberacha v'pribitnecha. That will be physical schar in this world, because as we said before, the midah of Tova is that much greater than the midah of Peronios, and in this world will be paid up with all the divine blessings that Hashem will bestow upon us because of our Shmiras HaMishpat. Yiratzam v'bizocha, to understand Hashem's Torah on the deepest level. Bizocha, of course, for the main schar, for the Gufa Mitzvah in Olam Haba, because Hashem in His Chesed wants to leave our slate, our merits clean, so that when we come to Olam HaBa, Chas Shalom, we shouldn't be Orum, but we'll be ready to be rewarded with rich, rich, infinite schar for all our mitzvahs. And in this world again, be Olam HaZeh, the physical world, to be Zoche through the Avas HaMitzvahs, the Hidra HaMitzvah, the Simcha B'Mitzvah, the Hachana and the Tircha HaMitzvah, through avoidance of a Losaseh. We should be Zochem Yitz Hashem to Schart Hashem, protecting us in this world, to bring about an ability of Klal Yisrael to resist any sort of pressure and pain and anguish from its adversaries. And we should be Zochem then, just as Klal Yisrael was Zochem with the Shmira of Mila and Karban Pesach to Gulas Mitzrayim, we'll be Zochem to the Gula Shlema here in our time, speedily in our days. Amen. Kein Yiratzon.